government welcoming the temporary introduction of additional restrictions on alcohol consumption and the gathering of people in the province. However, they remain opposed to the closure of outdoor spaces such as beaches and parks, saying that this goes against scientific evidence that well-ventilated and outdoor spaces are safer. The Premier saying all restrictions introduced should be reconsidered after 14 days and be removed in places where they are no longer required. They should not be in place for a day longer than they are needed to save the healthcare system, and they need to be analysed against those results. The Western Cape government's support for additional restrictions was a last resort, he says, as our public and private health system faces extreme pressure, experiencing rapidly growing hospitalizations and driven by a new and more transmissible COVID-19 variant. He then went on to spend quite a bit of time, in fact, not only in the statement, but in the digital conference that he held yesterday, to explain where the additional beds are going to be found in the system, because unlike before, where we've built a field hospital, there was one at CTICC, for example, that had more than 800 beds, we are looking for opportunities within the existing structures within the department so that those beds remain and those employed, additional staff that will be employed, who could hopefully remain beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the statements he made, though, yesterday was the fact that his government is going to certainly fight to make sure that UIF or TERS benefit is rolled out to those affected sectors. Joining me on the line now is the head of Department for Economic Development and Tourism in the Western Cape, Solly Fourie. Solly, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
I imagine it's too early to tell what impact the latest round of restrictions announced by the president is going to have on our economy in the Western Cape, is it?
Yes, Africa, it is. But obviously, I mean, it is also the height of the season or the opportunity for businesses in the hospitality sector. Many of the smaller businesses make most of their income during this time. And, of course, it's going to have a very, very devastating effect on a lot of the businesses.
I mean, Western Cape, and I imagine the Eastern Cape could make the same argument. Certainly, KwaZulu-Natal, this is peak season as far as domestic tourism is concerned, and people flock to the coast in part to be able to swim. They're not able to swim now because for the next 14 days, no one is allowed access to the beach except for the Northern Cape. And obviously, they're not able to consume alcohol because no alcohol can be sold neither at retail stores nor for on-site consumption. So our tourism sector in the Cape is going to be really, really devastated once again.
Yeah, no, and it's not just the tourism sector in the Western Cape. I think it's the tourism sector in South Africa because it does have a very, very large spin-off. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we're going to have is to support a sector that has already for 9 months of the year been struggling so badly, and then on top of it, they now have these extra 2 or 3 weeks for challenges around the very important part of where they have to make most of their money.
And what interventions, if any, are available then? How can government help that sector even more after, as you say, helping them for 9 months already?
Yeah. So, of course, that's why, during this last month, David Mainier, the Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities, wrote to the National Minister of Tourism, to request that the national government extend the UIF TERS relief to businesses and employees at the time operating in the Garden Route. But we're definitely going to have to make that call for a wider support mechanism, given the fact that we now have hotspots in practically all of our coastal provinces, and in fact, throughout the country.
National government might turn around and say we just don't simply have that money. And I know there were questions around the system, of course, that was being used. There was a couple of months when there was a suspension of the payment of the UIF COVID-19 TERS amounts. But Treasury will say we just don't have any more money to give to the Department of Labor to make these payments out.
Exactly. And I mean, we're very much aware of the fact that as a country, we're under an enormous fiscal constraint. However, from our perspective as a Western Cape government, we have to do everything in our efforts to ensure that we put this right on top of the agenda of support. You know, different sectors have got different challenges, as we know. I mean, the liquor industry's got specific challenges around this time. Tourism has got specific challenges had throughout the year. But one of the biggest challenges for us is the upward and downward streams of tourism, the hospitality sector, even things like the coffee shops. I had yesterday an issue with somebody who runs a kiteboarding, a kite surfing business on the West Coast. Now that the beaches are closed in a hotspot area, that business can't operate because nothing can happen on the beaches. It's these kind of very, very micro issues that we have to deal with, and we have to put right on top of the agenda how these businesses are affected and how during this pandemic we constantly have to get the balance between the epidemiological challenges of the pandemic and the economic challenges of the livelihoods that needs to be sustained going forward.
Has the MEC heard back from the minister yet?
Africa, I'm not sure. I know that the MEC and the National Minister are speaking constantly, and I'm not sure on the response to his request.
No, fair enough. I imagine there's absolutely nothing available in the MEC's budget or money, or because he did, of course, deliver a special budget, did he not, a couple of months ago. No room to wiggle there, where within the provincial coffers we can find some money to help these businesses that are going to be affected by these 14 days of effectively no business.
Yeah, and of course, you know, for us as a province, we have a massive challenge as well going forward. And as I said earlier, you know, with budget constraints, these are becoming so difficult, and therefore we're appealing to national government and national treasury to review this UIF TERS fund, particularly around the hospitality sector, because that is a huge, huge blow that sector is suffering at the moment.
Solly, is there any thought been given to the long-term plans, I suppose, of resuscitating the industry? South African tourism making it very clear that domestic tourism is going to be the thing that holds the sector afloat, if you like, up until there's an effective administration of vaccines to people around the world and international travel is going to be easier again. The Western Cape has a significant part of its tourism market coming from overseas and inbound tourists. And yes, around December, January, there's a lot of domestic tourism, but it's really the second half of January, February, March, if you like, when we inundated with visitors from England, from Germany, from the United States and many other markets where we source visitors from. What thinking, as far as you know, is already taking place in terms of going, what are we doing summer 2021-22, summer 22-23, in getting those inbound travelers back into the region again?
Yeah, well, of course, that is very, very high on our agenda. You know, we've got the Western Cape Economic Recovery Plan that my department has been spearheading together with the other economic cluster departments in the province. And one of the key things for us is the promotion of what we call tradable services, tradable exports. Tourism is a tradable export, like our other agricultural goods that we export. And so we are going to have through Westgrow a massive, massive campaign to reignite and repurpose the campaign to attract international travelers once the international travel market opens. I mean, that is a major challenge globally. You know, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. It is important for us to get clear indications on when our country will be able to participate in the vaccines. That is a fundamental tool that we are going to need to have, and we need to make sure that we get onto the vaccine availability as soon as possible.
Solly, thank you very much indeed. Have yourself a wonderful new year. No doubt we'll be speaking a few more times in the new year. Solly Faree is the head of the Department for Economic Development and Tourism in the Government of the Western Cape, speaking there of the MEC, David Manier's letter that he's written to the National Minister of Tourism, requesting that the Employment Relief Scheme, Temporary Employment Relief Scheme, TERS, be paid out for particularly people in the sector of tourism in not only the Western Cape but many other provinces as well, over this period when for 14 days they will basically not be able to do any trading whatsoever. UIF will be paying out those outstanding TERS funds this they paid it out about a week ago to millions of qualifying workers around the country, including validated foreign employees. They were paying out outstanding claims for the period between April and September 2020 and started processing payments also to foreign nationals who had been validated by the Department of Labor and the South African Revenue Services. In total, to date, UIF has paid 55.6 billion rand in 12.9 million payments to 1.1 million applications from employers since March, including over 2 billion rand paid to over 490,000 foreign employees. It's 18 minutes past five.